Blog Talk Radio.
Are you as confused as I am? I'm picking up all kinds of studies and research on the revealing that fact is good for you after all. Stay tuned. Where did we get our negative view of fat? How to get good fat in your diet? All things in moderation. And I have my medical disclaimer at the end, but I do it in the beginning of the shows. Remember, I don't know what condition you're in. Get the book, Everyone is an Athlete, by Dr. Maffetone. Check with your doctor. I don't want to get an email, well, Kathy, and this is what happened. No. Check with your doctor. I am not a medical person. I don't have a PhD. I just learned the secrets and the techniques to discovering how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible with my visionary and futuristic insights. I walk the walk and talk the talk. At the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. I was raised in an immigrant family. Their only concern was putting food on the table and working. 30-year-olds looked like they were 50. And I went, aha. Somehow, somewhere, I got the epiphany. There is a better way. Oh, I thank my mother today for her good nutrition. Man, we never had junk food. We had a little farm, and everything was homegrown. Never had sliders, never had cheeseburgers. We didn't even know what it was. And then my father, with his work ethics. I am so indebted to them today. Thank you, Ma and Pa Pawn, for my good health and my excitement about moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. Only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore. Oh, by the way, I want you to know that I embrace the Mediterranean diet. Now, I have to admit one thing. I'm not too heavy on sweets. If I have a little sweetie, like two little chocolate chip cookies in the morning with my coffee after I've had. Oh, the deviled eggs, the hard-boiled eggs that I cut in half, and I put a dab on Grey Poupon mustard and a dab of horseradish. Oh, it is delicious. And, of course, our bread, toasted with the butter that I use, is with olive oil and sea salt. It is so delicious. But the one thing, even when I have sweets, they're in moderation. I'm looking at a box that I got at Christmas time of toffee, and it's still sitting there. Every once in a while, I might take a little teeny mitsukno, that in Croatian means a little bite of it. But we are going to talk about your weight, the fat, and how you could stabilize this. See, I don't know what condition you're in. You know, darlings, I'm going to have to do a show. I'm digressing for a moment. I'm going to have to do a show on heart monitors and how to build your heart base. I just got through working out, and one of the guys that, was going on the Stairmaster. And he's new to exercise. I don't know, he must be in his 50s. But, he has a protruding belly. His stomach is way out there. And I said, what level are you at? He said, 3. How long have you been on? And I could hear him laboring because my elliptical is right next to it. And I said, well, when you're ready to talk about the heart monitor. We'll start building your heart base. Let me know. And he shrugged it off. Now, are you all hearing me? Turn your volume up. Your heart is a muscle. Did you hear me? You have to strengthen it. And this is why I'm going to have to do a show on heart monitoring, and I'm going to get my book out. Everyone is an athlete. But for heaven's sake, will you take baby steps? Now, I promised yesterday that I would finish with, why do people fail at fitness? I don't know any other way to start my day. I really don't. But you want to know what? It's your life. And there's really not much I can do about it. Your choices. You're the Michelangelo. All right, now this is the first thing. Here are the five reasons people fail at fitness. You could go to healthcheckup.mayoclinic.org. Write that down. Healthcheckup, all one word, .mayoclinic, all one word, .org. Well, the first reason is, I just don't have the time. Well, what do you mean you don't have the time? If I could find the time with my busy schedule, why can't you? It's a challenge? No. It's because you're too lazy. You really don't want to do it. You'll pay the price for being a couch potato. Now, if you don't have time for a full workout, squeeze in short walks. You don't have to sweat it. Shorter spurts of exercise, such as 10 minutes of walking pace throughout the day, offers benefits too. Oh, heaven forbid you should get up early. If your days are packed and the evening hours are hectic, get up 30 minutes earlier twice a week to exercise. Put the car keys away. Drive, walk more. Park in the back row of the parking lot or even a few blocks away and walk to your destination, but not in today's wind. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and everywhere in the world. Discover what the world has to say. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners. I'm calling from a suburb in Chicago, Schaumburg. It's 65. But it's dangerous to be out. The winds are galing at 25 to 50 miles an hour. I walked out to the car today. I thought I would be airborne in a few minutes. And I'm pretty strong. So, when you're doing your walk, make sure you have the proper shoes. Make sure that you're not going to be, you know, listen to the temperature. Find out what it's going to be. Oh, my friend with the poochy tummy said, well, when I get home, I'm going to get my bike out and I'm going to go cycling. I said, have you lost your mind? In 50 miles an hour wind, you're going to go ride? He said, oh, no, I ride and the wind is at my back. I said, duh, but at some point you're going to have to turn around and come back. Oh, good idea. Maybe I'll shelf it. Okay, so you think exercise is boring. I don't find it boring. I want to exercise alone. Maybe you'll be more likely to stay interested with fun activities. Anything that gets you moving counts. Rotate among several activities such as walking, swimming, and cycling. That, of course, is to keep you on your toes while conditioning different muscle groups. Join forces. I don't want to exercise with anyone, but you could with friends, relatives, neighbors, and coworkers. You know, you may enjoy the camaraderie and encouragement of the group. No, I don't want anyone to bother me during my exercise. I'll talk to you before and after. But I will not get engaged, camaraderie, in a lengthy conversation with you while I'm working out. And then maybe you'll want to explore new options, learn new skills while working out, check out exercise classes or sport leagues at a recreation center or health club. And I'm going to give you the site again for more ideas, healthcheckup.mayoclinic.org. Oh, I'm self-conscious about how I look. I got news for you. Most people don't care. Exercise buffs don't care how you look. They're more interested in what you think of how they look. They're all about themselves. It's almost narcissistic. No one cares. So it isn't just about what you look like on the outside. Excuse me. It's the inside as well. What are you thinking? Remind yourself what a great favor you're doing for your cardiovascular health. Or focus on how much stronger you'll feel after a workout. Now, if you don't like working out with a crowd, it doesn't make any difference to me, get an exercise video. Make an investment. Get the equipment at home. Oh, and my sister, she's not an exercise buff, but she buys all of the stuff. And I now have this incredible apparatus. It's a chair, and you sit in it, and you could exercise. By the way, I'll tell you more about chair yoga as we get on with the show, not today, but at a later date. Focus on your future. Remember, when you become fitter and more comfortable exercising, your self-confidence is likely to improve as well. Oh, I'm too tired to exercise. No energy to exercise? Well, that's why you don't have any energy. You're not exercising. It's a vicious cycle, but breaking the cycle with physical activity is one of the best gifts you can give yourself. Try a morning workout. Hop on the treadmill or stationary cycle. No, I don't want you to turn on the radio. I don't want you to turn on television. I only want you to watch my show. Listen to my show on the internet. No. Quiet your brain. Just be still and be with the breath. How about at lunchtime? If you were, keep a pair of walking shoes at your desk. Take a brisk walk during your lunch break. Well, I can't afford health club fees. You don't need a membership. Do strengthening exercises at home. I have a fantastic program, Body Fitnastic, with TheraBands. Do push-ups or squats. Start a walking group. Round up your neighbors, anyone. How about walking in a nearby shopping mall? Ever occurred to you to skip the elevator when you can and try the stairs? And then get in touch with your community center. Exercise classes offered through a local recreation department or community education are often more budget-friendly than the annual gym membership. Check out, again, healthcheckup.mayoclinic.org. So, what's keeping you from enjoying the best of the rest of your life? Can you enjoy your life like it is golden? Oh, I just found this. Believe it or not, lyrics. Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm on top of the world. Should have been someone else, believe it or not. I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. Just like the light of new day, it hit me from out of the blue, breaking me out of the spell I was in, making all of my wishes come true. What are your wishes for good health, for good fortune, for happiness in your life? Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free, flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Yo, believe it or not, it's just me. This is too good to be true. Look at me. Look at me. Believe it or not, it's just me. Hey, it's your life. It's your choices. It's entirely up to you. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, and I think of them more as my partners. Do you want to be part of the consortium? Oh, by the way, you could call in today on, let me see now, on 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Weigh in or email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on to my site, simplyageless.net or kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on video. Hey, in April, Shakespeare has his 400th birthday. Man, Willie Shakes was quite a dude. Roger and I would love to perform for you. You know how to reach us. And the rates are individually assessed. Scroll down to books. Nonfiction. The Elixir of Youth, see, because it's of a spring chicken. It could literally change your life. Most of you want to improve the quality of your life, but you don't know what to do. It's mine. My secrets. Move over, Ponce de Leon and all of you health experts out there. I have discovered the secrets. I acknowledge you. I applaud you. But you've got to get the book. It's an e-book and a soft copy. Get in touch with me. Scroll down to Choices. Available through Author House. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. You got to have the book. Scroll down. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. That's available at Amazon.com and Self Growth. That was introduced by David Ricklin. I'm the third chapter, The Passionate Warrior. Now go back up, scroll up, The Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa. I wrote a journal. You can get it at Amazon.com or Ex Libris. That's part fiction and part nonfiction. But be sure and click on all of the buttons. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men, Iron Workers and Impact, Titanics Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a better world. Impact and Iron Workers work hand in glove. They have each other's back. Now, the mission of Impact. They're the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of the construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Impact gets the one who signs the paycheck, who needs the work done, and iron workers come in and they do the work. Log on, impact-net.org. You want a job or a career? Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Did you know that ironworkers are co-creators of art in the form of creative construction? Nothing, bridges, buildings, you name it, would be standing without ironworkers. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Log on ironworkers.org. And by the way, there is a CD out, 8 minutes long, Aaron Copland. We open with Fanfare to the Common Man. And then segue transition into Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. You know how to get in touch with me. It's available through Kathy Watson. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. I'm not going to belabor a fact. I'm just not going to. You couldn't possibly feel healthy without exercise. It's a marvelous way. You got to sweat to get the toxins out of your system. Oh, but some of you, your minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. That's your choice. At birth, we're dealt our genetic cards. How we play them is up to us. Choose wisely. All goes back to choice, doesn't it? 2009, Hoffman Estates Park District executives stood on the mountaintop, the Olympiads. They won the gold medal for excellence. And the 50-plus club. Ah, awesome. Born lonely? Pick up the mirror, say hello to the person that's creating the boredom. Hey, it's you. Log on heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre. Tax man cometh. Oh, sidebar, be leery. Check with your police. Do anything. IRS, there are so many scams out there, it is pathetic. Oh, by the way, if you ever get an email, I got another one from the billionaire Buffett that was now awarding me $5 million. A couple of years ago, or was it just a half a million? I don't know. It was such a scam that I did forward it to the Berkshire, and she said, really, the police need to know about it. But then again, they don't monitor my computer. What I want to do, remind you, don't you dare click on it. Delete it immediately. Oh, you have a little tax issue? ahtax@ameritech.net. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins in the body. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our luck and our health. Now, be sure and get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spleen Chicken. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. The book is available at Amazon. It's nonfiction, Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Oh, you'll find out all you need to know about TNT and PEP. Live with Kathy. Ah, is brought to you in part by those of us that are in a position to help you enjoy your life like it's golden. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Have you ever considered a home-based business? Give me a call. Get in touch with me. Oh, it's so affordable. Dollars. But I love to help you. It shall be my pleasure. Okay. Let's go to fats. Studies reveal fat is good for you after all. This is by a senior news contributing editor. The endless debate goes on and on. Good fats versus bad fats. Low diet, low fat diets. Although eating too much fat can make you gain weight or increase your risk of stroke, cancer, heart disease, not all fats are bad. Experts argue that even fats previously considered bad may help lower cholesterol levels and heart disease, but the fat must be eaten in moderation. Some fats are even considered necessary for health. No debate needed. Okay, so the truth about fats, what we know as good fats are called monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. Fats that aren't so good for long-term health are trans fats, what you might find in processed foods. Although there is some debate about what amount is healthy, saturated fats probably fall somewhere in the middle. Now, saturated fats are found in cheese, meat, butter. They've always gotten a bad reputation. However, when consumed in moderation, these fats can aid in the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins like A, E, D, and K, which we need. A diet with the appropriate amount of fat will not, as we were led to believe, cause one to gain weight. Now, how do you gain weight? You're a couch potato. You're overeating fat, overeating in general. Come on. So where did our negative view of fat come from? Many health resources assert that the negative reputation for fat and saturated fat specifically originated in the 1950s. It was a 1950 study presented by the American researcher by the name of Ansel Keys. Keys reported a theory that saturated fat caused heart disease because eating saturated fat seemed to raise total cholesterol levels. In regard to Keys' major study, the seven-country study showing the correlation between saturated fat consumption and heart disease in seven countries. Now, Keys left out the data from 16 more countries that didn't show any correlation at all. So what are you going to do? No matter who you do your own research. The library. Call the library and get a good book. Please check with your doctor first, but you're probably going to educate him. Sorry, but I have to tell you that. The Maasai tribe in Kenya eats a diet of meat, milk, and animal blood and has heard virtually no heart disease. The Eskimo tribes in the Arctic subsist on whale blubber, a diet of 75%+ plus saturated fat, and have very low or no rate of heart disease. New Zealand consumes a diet of 60% saturated fat from coconuts, fish, and again have virtually no heart disease. They are brilliant, and I want you to be brilliant. How to get good fat in your diet. Wellness Mama suggests foods like meat, coconuts, and avocado. The saturated fat in these foods will aid absorption of vitamins, calcium uptake, immune function, and cell membrane structure. It's your choice. It's your life. I want you to get to the library, talk to your doctor, find out what it is that you need for your body. And remember, omega-3 fatty acids are also an essential fat for optimal bodily function. You could get it in salmon. We eat tons of salmon and chicken and meat until Tuesday. Bon appetit!